Hi everyone, not the intro to the podcast that we thought we were going to be doing today. We all know the shit hit the fan, that's the way we can only really describe it. Of course, we thought we were going to be doing a joyful intro to the show. We thought we had the anticipation of the playoffs, the hope of promotion, but that is gone. We're here at Gated Stadium now with been doing a few interviews, and of course we're seeing the players coming in. The media cameras are here, they're recording the players coming in to get the reactions, as it were. But tonight on the podcast we want you to be fully interactive, get your thoughts out, get your views out. We'll do it in a best manner we can. Of course tensions are high, blood's boiling. Of course the council are the ones to blame for this. If you read the National League statement, even their own statement, the council, they admit that they didn't want to offer a 10-year tenancy. So that's what we're going to be doing. So if you are just joining us for the first time, please do subscribe and get fully interactive. Send us the messages that you want on the show and we'll talk about it, and we'll have it all to talk about tonight on the Heed Army podcast. Hello everybody, slightly different intro to the show. Of course, we had originally hoped to be celebrating and looking forward to the playoffs after a fantastic season. We've got messages coming in, flying in. Lots of people are tuning in, and we want to give you all the opportunity to have your say. The only thing we do ask is don't name anybody individually, no matter what place they are from, or that, just for libel and things like that. And we just try and keep it civil, as much as we can. Of course, we understand everything is still hurting. This is a podcast that I think myself, Mickey and Steely don't really want to be doing, in truth. So just thank you for your support. Keep them messages coming in and we'll all get into it. I'll bring the lads in now. Boys, a horrible situation. Saturday night, we were all talking in our little podcast group chat that, we look forward to Monday night so we can, what will be on Tuesday night, and it's just been took away.
I should be bouncing off the ceiling.
You should.
I'm digging the phones up at the house.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever has happened, whoever's to blame, you've ripped the heart out of the Gated fans, probably the players and the management as well. And whoever is responsible, better get the heat down and get the arse up and run like hell, because they deserve to.
I mean, first of all, obviously we'll get everyone's messages in and stuff like that. I just want to say thank you to the players and staff.
Yeah.
For what they've given us this season. We've had nothing but excitement week in, week out. Yep. Even when we've had a defeat, we've still been in the mix because of the hard work they had done in the process. These players have carried themselves impeccably, the best, and I'll say it now, I've said it a few times, I was going to say at the end of the season, the best Gated side I've ever seen, and that's off the pitch as well. Everyone a true gentleman, and
you know, a beautiful person in the making, whether their age or not. I mean, we've seen players come into this football club released from, you know, youth team football and reserve team football. They've come in and turned into men and, you know, and been gentlemen as well. So we thank you, every single one of you, and the coaching staff, previous staff as well. It's been a full season of it. So I think I speak on behalf of everybody. We love yous, and we want yous to, you know, I know it's going to be hard. We're all low. I'm sure that it's been a shock to the players, but we've still got a Wembley final, and this is something where we go out and say, look at us, look what we could bloody do, and look what we can possibly, you know, and tell you what, if we win that trophy, we'll parade it around the Civic Centre, I tell you. But
I'm going to change that, because I would see it. I'm not going to see it. If the gated council make them freemen of the city like they did in 2014, I hope they refuse it.
They're going to do what the Fab Four did and give the medals back.
It's good words, lads. I was a bit like yourself, so it was just disbelief. It was like disbelief and shock at first, really. It was like, is this really happening? Is this actually real? And then, you know, then it just the dawn. And it as you said earlier, there was Davey, like, sort of, I don't know, today's hit is a bit harder. It's a bit like, as you said, you were looking forward to tomorrow night's match, watch it on TV, obviously, and it's not happening. It's like the realization that it's we are actually out. We've been thrown out, you know?
Yeah. I want to know who's going to pay them lads' money back who bought trains.
Sorry, I lost you a bit there.
Yeah,
whoever's decision it is, the final decision, they have to pay them lads up. They called it off. There's a lot of people who are travelling down to Solihull tomorrow have lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So someone's got to foot the bill for it.
I mean, obviously, if you're just joining us, we are the Heed Army podcast, and we talk about Gated Football Club and the current situation as it stands. As Gated finished sixth in the National League after a fantastic season, scoring, you know, was it nearly 80 goals, wasn't it? It was absolutely phenomenal.
82 goals were scored.
And then the day after the regular season finished, we find out that Gated are not eligible to play in the EFL or the promotion playoff spots, due to the 10-year lease that wasn't in place with Gated Council for Gated to be able to enter the Football League. We're just going to go through, not going to go for it word for word, but the statement that was put out by the National League is that they contacted the council several times in order to support us in getting, the tenancy for 10 years to get into the Football League. The council were unwilling to do that because the EFL, in one of their statements, said, we know that the council are looking to sell. So they're looking for a vendor, as they say in their statement, and they are looking for a way to eject any tenant, if that be the case. Now, that, if you look at that, between the lines, without making too many assumptions, if you're selling a stadium, why do you want to sell it empty? So that, if you want to sell it empty, that means it's going to be sold for property development, because there's no other reason why someone would buy a stadium and do it up and sit it empty without a tenant, because, you know, you're not just going to get a team out of thin air to play there. That's the facts. So that's what the current stat as it stands at the moment. The big questions for us Gated fans is, where does this leave us for next season? We still have a tenancy, but does it give us scope for pushing for promotion next season? Has it been resolved? I don't think so. We haven't heard anything of that. The club are still working through things. We'll wait for a statement from them.
I heard on the radio a certain councillor says we have now signed the 10-year tenancy.
Well, if we have a signed it, does that mean next year we are still eligible to go to players like we have done last summer and said, this is the plans for next year, this is what we want to do and try and achieve promotion? Has that been resolved now? And that's something that will have to come out in time. So that is the current state of play at the moment. But we're out the playoffs, and we still have an FA Trophy final. Of course, we'll get into that in the next week or two, and you know, get ourselves excited for that. We'll let the dust settle here, but we want you to have your say. We've got massive viewing figures, by the way. Lots of people. We've got 155 people watching across all three platforms. It's gone up there, going up. So if you'd like to subscribe, please do, and help us reach more people and share the show. I'll go through a couple of the early messages that we've got in. We'll try and get through them all. If we don't read them out, don't worry, we'll try and get to them later on. But if we don't, we appreciate every send them again. The first one comes from Stephen's Sandra Farnfield. Council spent a large development in the area next to the stage, which is called the Glass House now. Surely spending cash on using that to maintain all the sports facilities in the borough would have been better spent money. Of course, everyone's got an opinion on how the council should spend the money, taxpayers' money, of course, and things like that. You could say Gateshead FC have been let down by the council for decades. The stadium in the 90s was hosting regular athletic events. Surely bringing in revenue and a lack of investment to see there. Well, one of the things I think that we'll bring up on that, just starting with that message, is that obviously in the 80s and 90s there was numerous concerts there. We know that the arena in Newcastle was a bigger venue, can hold more people and can do it all year round, whereas the stadium didn't. That's why that died off. The athletics needed investment in the stadium, I believe, because to hold like the Diamond League events, you have to have like a warm down track. In case I don't have that behind, you know, that you have to have like a little stadium for people to warm up, throw, and that's not in place. So I don't think the stadium is fit for purpose for major athletic meetings anymore. We've seen that the roof hasn't been mended in 8 years. The floodlights had to be, you know, mended. That took a long process, and it wasn't exactly great. And then we look at
on the roof.
Yeah,
I asked one of the the contractors who took the roof down.
Yeah,
when he's going to rebuild it, and he went May. He didn't say which May, so he wasn't lying.
I mean, at the moment, if anyone can remember when you were in the stadium on Saturday or the Wednesday before, if you were sitting in the training wheel stand looking out into the centre of the pitch, to your left-hand side behind the goal towards the east stand, the little stand had a load of seats removed, and those seats were removed to repair the ones that were falling to bits in the main stand. So that tells you that the council's having to beg, steal and borrow from within their own ground. It has been publicly said that they need $4 million to get it back up to, running in great shape. So obviously that's not forthcoming as we see it at the moment. I'll get through more of these messages. Everyone, please keep sending them in. We really do appreciate it. Mr. Luke has put, hello, gents, heartbroken. I've no trust in Gateshead Council at all, I'm afraid. They've just let us down big time here, and it's an absolute disgrace of a situation. It is. One thing I'd like to say, and I'm sure the lads will echo this, is that the outpour of support from other teams in the league and other fans right around the footballing pyramid has been absolutely lovely. On cue, we've got a message here from Luke Walsh. Feel for you guys. Playoffs won't be the same. It won't feel right for who actually gets promoted. And thank you, Walsh. Luke, I was meant to be on his show last night, but I was too dejected to do it. And of course, we're not involved in the playoffs, so it's not very good being in a playoff show. But Luke is a friend of the show, and look, he's a champion of non-league football, and I'm very thankful for his message there. It's very well received. It's a bugger.
It's the future of the club that worries me.
That's the real one, Mickey. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
See, that will come in weeks to come. I mean, obviously, they've got to focus on what's happening with the FA Trophy as well. Anne Schofield, absolutely heartbroken. We've got a hello from Kay. Gavin Rudd has put evening contrasting. What a contrast in 24, 48 hours. You don't have to tell us that twice. We've got new people sending a tie bait, a tie bolt, evening all. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's focus on the opportunities, focus on the FA Trophy and give something to get behind. We will, but I think that this is still foremost in everybody's mind at the moment. Yeah. We don't want to dwell on this, but it has to be talked about. I mean, the lads probably won't mind me saying this, but we had a bit of a therapy session last night, didn't we, on a three-way call on WhatsApp last night. And that leads us to another thing as well. We've been a big advocate of mental health. And look, this hit me hard. I'll admit, I was nearly crying in the intro to this. I had to hold it back. I cried yesterday.
It was emotional what you put on.
if you are alone in that, reach out to people. Please do. This isn't a great football is a release for a lot of people, and to have your release as the stress is a stress in itself. So please do. We've got Ken Webster. They can build houses around the Metro Centre and other areas, support the local footy club. Yeah, well, we don't know for sure, but that's what you could surmise from reading in between the lines of statements and things like that.
By the way, just for the future, just for the future, if that 10-year lease has been signed, you know, if that is true, then they need to go to the AFL, get the clarification that it's fine. Obviously, the playoffs have gone, but for next season, so we can move forward as a football club. So we can actually say to the players who we want to sign, yeah, it's all sorted. We can go up. Here's a 10-year lease.
We're still talking about the council and the implications of this. What puzzles me is the short-sightedness of obviously they're saying that the International Stadium is obviously a millstone around the neck with how much they have to pay for operating costs to keep it going and how much it needs to be invested in to keep it maintained. Now, there was no given that we were going to get promoted. We all accept that. It was a lottery war going into it. We had a fit squad. We were excited. Now, if we got up, the financial benefits for the town would be better. Just for instance, you'd be playing in the League Cup. You win in the first round, you've got an opportunity to have a Premier League team at home. Big TV game, people coming over, staying over, watching that. Then you have the Johnson's Paint Trophy or Papa Paint's Trophy, whatever it is. Then you've got the FA Cup, and then you're already automatically in the FA Cup. And you've got the league games as well, and big teams have dropped down into that level. So the amount of people that would come in on a match day, the away crowds would definitely rise. Home crowds would probably rise as well. So they'd be going to local bars, restaurants and hotels. That would have been coming back into the borough. And the short-sightedness, in my opinion, of the council has been absolutely diabolical for decades. Like someone mentioned earlier on, we've not seen anything put into place. We mentioned it. I mean, there used to be fairs on at the stadium. We don't see them very often now, do we? They're few and far between. Is there an events manager at the stadium or at the council? The stadium can make money if you use it, and the council are guilty of not bloody using it, and that is the problem.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah. They've got 4G pitches there, which can be used all year round. And not once have I seen any advertisements for football at Gator Stadium on the pitches.
Yeah.
Not even advertising five-a-side football in the sports hall, badminton, nothing like that gets on social media.
What's the agenda, though? They might want to run it into the ground. They might want to be selling it, making the millions. Who knows? It's all just speculation and... You know, but who knows? There might be, because as you said, there's a good outlet there. Sell what you could potentially, as you said, the 4G pitches. You know, Davey, as you said, they've got that big hall where they used to. I remember I used to get frustrated. You go to home games. You couldn't get parked, and there was some model railway thing going on, I didn't see that going on anymore. The athletics, that's the only thing I see.
You wouldn't mind that if the stadium was making money and make money for itself and maintaining itself. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, absolutely crazy. We've got messages flying in.
We've got Stuart Allen on there. Before we go any further, he made a great comment today on Total Sport. In the 80s, the message for the borough was sport for all. This council has killed swimming pools, leisure centres, and they're trying to get rid of this.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you're going to back the club? What a load of crap.
Yeah.
It's an absolute boatload of shit.
Bare-faced, isn't it, to say the least. We've got Simon Horn, I think, is a new person. Yeah, I agree with James Gowland. That's how I feel right now. He put a message, I don't know if I actually put it up earlier on, he goes, what's the point in carrying on? There is a point in still carrying on, but we need clarification.
But it's killed all momentum for this season. We're going into the trophy fight. We could come out of the FA Trophy final in 3 weeks' time. Could be cock-a-hoop, we've won it. But what's going to hang over it? What if?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if we could have got to the playoffs?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Because as you said, it was a lottery, but at the end of the day, we were in it, you know? And let's be honest, you know, I was sort of dreaming the other day, just like sort of like, you know, daydreaming, think, God, we could win the playoffs. I know that's ridiculous, and there's clubs of Barnet and Bromley will just be laughing at it. But honestly, I was sitting there thinking, God, you can imagine if we won it, if we got to Wembley and won it. You know, well, obviously we can't now. We're kind of even in it.
Done the double out of Barnet.
I know.
Exactly.
It's been a great season.
We've just beat Bromley. We've beat Solihull. We've beat Altrincham. The only ones we haven't beat bloody Halifax and Fortune. We're going to bloody play them.
I know.
One of the worst things was we've got a fully fit squad. Like, how rare is that for us to get at this stage of the season?
It was all set up. It was all set up to have a go, wasn't it? But Big Man, this has been a great season. Lads have done a great job. It's been a pleasure to help out now and again. Everyone has been on a roller coaster. They certainly have. I think that's Simon. Thank you very much, Simon. Send your message. I think I'm going to get one in a second. Such a great atmosphere created by Mike and Busted and continued by Rob, Louis and Mags.
Yeah.
More. We've got a quick question. If Gates had finished outside of the playoffs, would this have come to the forefront as quickly as it has?
No.
Why would it?
You know good I mean? Question, that, like,
I think it's important to issue a statement as soon as they can to let us know what the future holds. Are we going to be in this same position next year, says Meg Scully. We've got here, none of the councillors should come to the trophy final. They have let the area down. There will be good councillors. Yeah, we can't tar everyone with the same, you know. We can't, it is what it is. And just before we go any further, I have got some bullet points here that I want to get out. And just while we're talking about it is what it is, there is an amazing video that we've got linked in the description of this on YouTube by Cow Daily. Now, he did a deep dive into the finances of the council in the local area since 2010 onwards and explains why the council doesn't have the money and what and everything in between. It is a fantastic video. Cow Daily has been a big supporter of the podcast right from the very beginning. He's got a great podcast himself, and he shared that on his podcast to reach a bigger audience. And please do watch that below. And he's got some interesting points that he makes at the end of the video. So there we go. And Mr. Luke has put a lot of questions answers we need. We do. So the messages are still
coming. There'll be a statement come out, and I would be very surprised if it's not a sole EGM.
We need in an ideal world is for someone to come out and just say, all sorted, ready for next season. You've got a 10-year lease. I mean, realistically, is that going to happen? Probably not. Let's be honest.
We've got two messages that are very similar here. What would happen if we actually won the league? We should go out in the league next season. Cause some issues if we couldn't go up. Yeah, these are things that have to be talked about and
these analyzed. Have got to be sorted pronto.
Yeah,
and the club needs to get it sorted behind the scenes as well.
Players are not going to sign or stay with us if we can't go. Come on, they're not going to. They're going to be like, "What's the point of staying with Gates? And we kind of go up with you, you know." Seriously, those contracted
all the hard work over the last 5 years.
I mean,
all them players that have been promoted through the. Having the talent and getting the time and it's space to play at the club.
It's the bigger picture of just not just that. It's the business links that's been made. Ourselves, we've been in contact with Dawson and Sanderson and Lumo because we hopefully can get them on the next episode when we're talking about the FA Trophy final. But that is what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to get one of them on, talk about the offer they've got for us, how you can book it. Say, Dawson and Sanderson, if you could go into a shop and do it. We've reached out to Patrick. Yes, we got some free T-shirts. That's lovely. But it was about making them feel welcome to the club, like we want to do with the players. We wanted to make it feel like it was a family club, and that's it is. And we want to reach that out to sponsors and companies that want to work with Gateshead. And you fear that those links could be taken away if they're thinking, well, we'll sponsor them if they, you know, if this, that, and others happening. Hopefully that they're invested in us and listen to fans here. Because we every one of them sponsors on a match day who sponsor a game, sponsor a ball, go into the corporate, they are integral to this football club. And these are, like Mickey said, about the developments we've made on the pitch. It's a development off the pitch, but unfortunately, there's that one development that didn't develop, so to speak. I've got more messages coming in. Please do. If I haven't read them out yet, don't worry. We will work our way through. As you can imagine, this is a very, very busy show. We're just going to have a quick break so we can get a top up of our drinks. A little advert here on how to for our social medias. We'll be back in about 60
seconds. The longest one, so I can put the kettle on.
Yeah, we'll be back in about 60 seconds. The Heat Army podcast needs your help. No, we don't need money. All we need is you to do one simple thing. It'll take less than a second. If you could hit that like button, the subscribe button, and share whatever post that we put up regarding Gateshead Football Club, it'll go a long way in helping the show build and ultimately helping us push the club to the moon. Seamless to get the medicine.
Right. And we've lost Mickey.
Don't drink, kids. I think we've lost Mickey to the ether. I was going to start the show off with the MASH theme tune, but I thought they might have been a little bit too somber. We've got and Schofield has put. I said it earlier today. We need plans for a new home. The Gates International Stadium is going.
We do, but it's just money, isn't it? It's just, come on.
Councillors, you know, and definitely Gateshead retiring MP are nearly all Newcastle fans and season ticket holders. Well, we can't, as I say, I should have read that before I put it up. We don't want to name anybody. Of course, I know Ian Mearns has stood up for Gateshead in Parliament in the past, but, you know, whatever someone's persuasion is, you can't, you know.
The lad's retiring.
Yeah, the lad's retiring.
He's down, you know what I mean? So yeah. I don't particularly hold him responsible for not speaking up.
Nathan Coulson, the council's priority has been to sell the stadium, and it's not been torn down, turned into anything else as the things stand. Of course, yeah, I mean, the reason why I think people do kind of think that it might go to a housing development, or that may be the financially viable thing for the council to sell it off for that, or even to make council housing, is just because they don't want to have us in a prolonged contract there. Surely if someone wants to buy a sports venue, surely a sports team in there would be preferable. But who am I? I'm not a businessman.
We're expecting people to have common sense.
Yeah.
But also, Davey, as you said, like who would buy it? Because you mentioned earlier about £4 million just to get it back into a decent state. That's now. As each season goes by, it's getting more and more into disrepair, let's be honest.
Exactly.
That's why
they've got to start selling the 4Gs and things like that.
Yeah.
Especially.
Regardless of whose fault it is, I don't understand why the fans found out about this yesterday. Like Mickey said, lots of fans are out of pocket booking travelling hotels for the playoffs. I do believe that the club was under the understanding that the playoffs were going to take place and it would be something that would happen after that. And they only found out yesterday that the game wasn't happening yesterday morning. So yes, I think some questions have to be answered by the club, because in fairness, I think if you look at it from the outside in, off the inside out, sorry, the other way around, the club, obviously they were battling this, and they were battling this in the background. Now, if you put that out there just before the transfer window leaves, players might say, I want to leave. You know, fans might just, you know, it would put a real dampener on things, was the clubs battling and pushing. And who knows, we might not even have found out about this if things had worked in the background. I'm sure there's lots of things at every club that we never find out about that will probably go down to the wire for important decisions. Just this one happened to have happened. And that's, you know, yeah, it's we've got everyone needs their heads at this dark period and be happy we were in the playoffs. Of course, I mean, not playing devil's advocate, but if you had said at the beginning of the season, you'll just miss out on the playoffs the day after and get to Wembley, you would go, yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I'll get away. You know, but it's because we were in the midst of it and it's been taken away. That's where it hurts. Yeah. And it's the fact that our own local authority hasn't stood behind us that would have benefited the town if we had succeeded. And I think that's what hurts. And I said on ITV, I know I was a bit of a media whore, you know, it does, as a non-league fan, the Football League has always been the promised land. And not that we're not a proper club, but if I'd have got into the Football League, people that go, I'd watch them if they're in the Football League, I'd go, you could turn around and say, yes, we are a proper club now. Not that we all already weren't, but
yeah,
I think that come with it. There's even, like, you know, you're in FIFA and computer games and lots of other things. You're on weekly rounds up on national TV, not just on like satellite TV and things like that. There was more scope for the club to grow and be noticed, and the council not saying that just hurts. And it just feels like we've been rejected by that girlfriend that we always wanted. So it's a
bugger. Well, it was about another thing as well. It was putting the wrong from 1960, right?
Yeah.
Where they got voted out the league. Might be a load in here, having heard the story where we got kicked out the league in 1960. It was the first time they'd applied for re-election, and the only one time we applied, we got kicked out, where Hartlepool had 4 and 5 re-elections, or Dalton, whatever.
Well, for only the second time in our lives, you know, we've been around the block a bit. You know, we were thinking about the Football League. We're actually, you know, God, yeah, you know, just there. It's just there. It's reachable. You know what I mean? We never thought we'd ever see Gated in this position, would we? Let's be honest.
Just having a look at the Gated FC Heed Army page on Facebook, Calvin Lawson has put a post, and it says, after watching local news, the council need a new operator for the stadium. Of course, we've heard operator and vendor, and we've also heard that they're looking to sell it. So whatever it is, whatever would think. But can the club not be an operator, or is that not financially feasible given it runs at a loss? You see, it's one of those questions where you think you'd have to put an events manager in. You'd have to make it work not just as a football club ground, it has to work as an events ground, whether it be car boot sales on a Sunday, you know, whether it be football tournaments hosting things and fairs and, you know, massive keep fit things. There's so much that could be done. And even boxing, I think, used to hold boxing years ago as well, didn't it? Like the leisure center. So, you know, it's a big sports hall. It could be multi-used, multitask, but we'll have to see. We've got here, right, going through, we've got lots and lots of messages. Massive thank you, and big thank you everyone that's tuned in. We've got nearly 300 people watching live. That's we're getting up there.
Tell you what else, I've got 7 o'clock tomorrow. That was with the time of the game was going to kick off tomorrow, and there's a lot of people meeting down at the stadium tomorrow. Yeah, and the schooner said the first 50 pints in the schooner will be free.
Well, Paul Smith, obviously, he's a great friend of the podcast. He's helped us out numerous times, and of course for the 400 show most recently. We've got, obviously, Mark White put a nice statement out on the Dorkin website. There's been some fantastic messages put out there.
Really good messages, yeah.
We've got here, why does the EFL insist on 10-year lease when they aren't worth the paper they are printed on? This has been proven with Coventry, having been turfed at the Ricoh Arena, having to play at Northampton. Well, of course, that is the that is the catalyst, isn't it? That's the one where you think that's the catalyst of the argument, where you can turn around and say, well, what about Coventry? You know, they had to play there.
Yeah.
And in an ideal world, if we had got promoted, the EFL should have said, you've got a season to sort things out, or you're demoted. Get it in order, or you're demoted. The ground is good enough. You know, proof of finance, you've got your team, you're up, but get it sorted. Now, that could have been hashed out with the council once they had seen things were working out, you would hope, you know, with that, you know, influx of people coming into the town. But that just, that wasn't given as an option. And the EFL have got their rules, and obviously the appeal didn't go well. And now I do believe there was a ticker tape on Sky Sports News this afternoon that said Gated have appealed the decision. So whether, well, nothing's going to come of that involving the playoffs this season or anything, but we'll find out what ratification or amendments may come from that or may not come from that. You know, it might be a case of a 5-year contract is enough to get a football team in, but it does feel like football has been stagnated here, either by the EFL or by the council. And we're getting a lot of messages coming in. I've got one here coming, someone sent it on as a private message on the Heed Army chat. It's from Craig. It's put, evening all. The stadium is busy every night of the week. Just have to look in the car park. There's already a made audience at the stadium during the day. Many students are there. No food and drink is served at the stadium. That could be making a fortune, of course. Yes, because Gates said on a match day, Gator Football Club run their own bars and food. But the council doesn't do that. They're not involved in that. And of course, yes, it is busy, but it's busy because the students are using it in the gym. That's not busy as in the whole stadium is being used. It's a small car park. It's deceiving how small that car park is to make the stadium look busier than what it is. So you've got to remember that there's the college classrooms at the back as well, the sports center. We've got here, I was waiting for his name to come up. Toby Winrington is an absolute disgrace. He obviously knew about it well in advance of ourselves. His comments on about the club not being allowed to play is proof of this. We'll not go too deep into that. I do think there's been some skullduggery there involving Aldershot. I don't think there's been a very wise decision made there.
Lack of professionalism.
Definitely lack of professionalism, and they wanted to benefit by us not playing in the playoffs. And all I can say to Aldershot is sit on that, because you didn't get in, right?
All I can say is one silver lining is that they didn't get our place.
Yeah.
And Widdington, I can't stand you. When you come back next season, you get exactly the same flak you did for refusing to play the game and getting in the referee's ear. You tried to get us dock points. You got a load of crap, and then you come out and start stirring it. Yous are a bunch of shithouses.
Yep, there we go. And I said, sit on that. Didn't even spit on it, just sit on it. Right, we've got Peter Walton has put the concept of an athletic stadium with football grounds is dead. The council applied for funding from Westminster to upgrade the athletics facility to stage major events there. It was refused. The athletics have no money for this. If we manage to stay in the stadium, it must become a football ground. The council can build athletics track elsewhere for local sports clubs and schools. But of course, the Harriers are going to have an issue with that. You've got to remember, we're not just the only people there. The Harriers are the original tenants. So let's, you know, there's more than just our moving cog in this machine. But would that not be a plausible thing if the athletics could find somewhere or the council build them another littler athletic stadium or ourselves, but and demolish the ground, keep the main stand, move the pitch closer to the main stand, get rid of the running track and sell off the land around it and have it as a football stadium with three sides of terraces. But that's this is just in a
world, isn't it? Sports complex around it.
Yeah.
You could have more pitches. You could have a hockey pitch. There's all sorts that could build. It just seems as if there's no money. I can understand that. It just seems to me is that there's no forward thinking. Absolutely none.
Well,
big shout big shout out to my cousin here, Christopher Gaddis. If anyone's into the, I think it's trance music. I think he does. He's a Chrissy G. He's known in on the music scene. So if anyone wants to say hello to Chrissy G, there, you didn't know I had a famous relative, did you? We've got more messages coming in. We've got Gav Rudd, the future. Who wants to play a coach manager club that is not allowed to make progress? We have a tremendous squad and great recruitment, but that continue. Yeah, it has to continue. We hope it can. And I'm sure there'll be discussions going on between the National League, the EFL, the council, and Gated still ongoing. This is something that does need to be rectified and the right things need to be put in place. We've got what did you make of the Martin Gannon interview on local news at Scrapper Reed Productions as well? Follow them if you're into comedy and some other things as well. Our friend Gav Webster,
I actually listened to it, and he made out that he was trying to help.
Yeah,
I hope that's the case. I really do. I think it's him and his cronies adding the break thing into the thing that's probably screwed us.
I think that was for anyone. Yeah, I mean, for everyone that's just joined us now, of course, Gateshead have not been able to join the playoff contention, not allowed to be involved in the playoffs to be in contention to get into the English Football League. The main point being that the stadium needed to have a 10-year lease. The council offered a 10-year lease, but with a caveat of a 5-year break in the event if they find a new, vendor. A vendor would love to buy a stadium to kick out the team that's in it if they were buying a stadium, of course. So that 5-year break was not enough for the Football League. But then again, we have to say, we had in the Coventry thing there, it's not, you don't need it once you're in the 10-year lease, it's just to get in. So it's like saying you need a driving license to go in a nightclub, but you don't need to use it once you're in, you know. That's kind of what it is.
We can't get personal.
We're just
dealing with what we've read.
With what we've read and what we've surmised. We're not stating anything as a fact when we say that we think, you know. So that's the law. Liv Walden's put, after a wonderful afternoon on Saturday and amazing memories for my two girls, I cannot thank the players and management enough for what they do for my family. Just broke down in tears yesterday, of course. Poppy and Tabitha, big Marcus Denanga fans. They had a special moment with him handing them the golden boot. It just shows you it's not just football, it is a family. We've got here, as it stands, we are playing not to be relegated. Fans aren't going to watch players, won't join, management won't stay. Well, we need clarification on that, of course. That's the fear, isn't it? That's the fear.
It's a worry. I
genuinely feel, personally, that we will move on from this and go forward. But it's imperative.
Yeah,
everything sorted out before we kick a ball in the summer.
And Mickey, this is the crossroads now, and this is it. This is real
summer. Alan Guest put, can't help wondering what message Gates of Council is sending out, abandon any hope of ambition. Of being ambitious. It's such a strange feeling to be in. No one ever could have, you know, foreseen this as a fan. It's just an absolute nightmare. But the messages are still coming in. Evening, gents, tuning in from Glasgow. Lifelong Heed fan, gutted rule on Wembley. Yeah, well, we'll get into that later on. If we sign a new 10-year contract and we've put an appeal in, what can we expect? I think it's too late. I think it is too late. The games have been rearranged. Other clubs have made financial commitments to move to these games. Yeah. The time period is just not there, and that's the upsetting thing.
We'll be knocked out of the playoffs by a technicality, you know, not on the football pitch where it should be. It's just been a technicality of this 10-year lease. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Absolutely.
Best season for years. best team, best squad ever since 1960s, obviously.
We're probably our best season ever, like, you know, as a non-league football club anyway. Let's be honest. We're at Wembley in the final, you know, and we win the points.
We've got, obviously, a bit more politics there. Whatever happened to levelling up money as promised by Westminster for false words, I think? Well, everyone knows what to do in the pool and booths. Spirits were high on Wednesday and Saturday's game. Absolutely shocking what happened. I feel for the fans and the team working so hard. Yeah, I mean, look, we've said it so many times. This team has so much calibre and character that I think they'll bounce back. I mean, let's take Luke Hannan into perspective. He was straight after about 2 hours after it was announced. He said, come on, lad. Come on, fans. Get tickets. Come down to Wembley and support and get through this, you know. And I'm hoping that the characters in the dressing room are doing the same thing. They'll pick each other up. They've got to remember they've been able to outplay anybody on the day. And we can go to Wembley this year.
If you're first time on here, sorry to cut in, Davey. I'm really sorry. If you haven't seen Gated play, we have footballed the best in this league has to offer off the park.
Yeah. And most opposing managers have said that. You know,
the managers have said we're the best team in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, it's ironic. I was just thinking this time last week, the emotion was completely different. We're beating Chesterfield this time last week to clinch a spot in the playoffs.
I know. It's how the tables have turned. We've got Cow Daily, of course, who we mentioned before. There's a fantastic video. It's linked in this bottom of this video in the description on YouTube. So if you'd like to come over to YouTube, hit subscribe, help us reach more people. And of course, as I say, we'll hopefully be doing commentary from Wembley as well. If the council are mismanaging it, then need to explore community asset transfer and expand commercial arm of the club so we are more self-sufficient. I'd love to see the figures. Yeah. That would be an interesting thing. Would the council want to get it off the hands and maybe give a deal to the club of, you know, so many years of not having to pay, you know, land tax for a while so they can get it up and running and make it viable? Dreamland.
I think we're not stressed at just running the club, no mind the whole stadium.
Steve Farnfield, the voice of doom. You couldn't script it, and to cap it all off, there's a rail strike on overtime ban called on May 6th to May the 11th. So there you go. So if you've got a late train for Wembley, just chill. Well, this is something that I want to get into here because I've got it down as a bullet point, and I know Mickey mentioned this on Radio Newcastle and stuff, but we've got the council seem to be against any improvement of health and well-being for those within the borough. I don't understand it. Now, Mickey, we've both been to events from the Gated Foundation. They do amazing work, and they've really put the council to shame. They've put Premier League clubs to shame. We know that because they look to us, or look to the Gated Foundation, rather, to follow their example for what they do. To go through it, they've got breakfast clubs for children that haven't got food. They've got parties and activities for children in the holidays, free sports clubs that are absolutely rammed and they could probably fill four times more. And we're not seeing the council put on anything like that. Of course, they're closing the leisure centre, so how could they? And free cooking classes.
If they had bigger venues within the borough, they could invite more people.
Could you have a leisure centre? Yeah, as I say, if only there was a leisure centre run by the council, that would that's a novel idea. And also as well, fitness classes, mental well-being, and so much more. The foundation is a absolute testament, not just to the club, to the borough, to the town, and it's shown up the council something rotten.
Big time,
honest to God, this is the people that work in there, Joe, Ben, just to name two, Steve Thornton. There's lots of names. If I've missed a name out, I apologize.
As well.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing what they do. Not everyone's having a good time in life at this moment. If you've got a child, even more so. The foundation has been there to help. There's just been theater trips, there's been trips to the railway, the Polar Express, lots of things. And this is something that is an arm of the club that I am honoured is there. I wish I could do more to help it. My wife wants to help it. It has been an absolute joyous thing that has come out of what happened 5 years ago. Yes, everything on the pitch is great, but that foundation is amazing. And the council need to have a real good look at themselves and realise what this club has done for the area. Not for just for the sports fans, for the area, for the people that aren't, or haven't got the money, that haven't got the advantages. Absolutely disgusting gated council. And
free football coaching. You go to anywhere for the summer camps, it's at least 30 quid.
Yep.
They're well, taking seven kids on for free. And they're getting meals.
Yeah.
As part of that. They get looked after. I've been on a course with the
cooking course, right?
The cooking course with me girlfriend. That was completely free. 5 weeks. We had four weeks was 12 people at a time there. And it was great. It was a wonderful atmosphere. Joanne done a fantastic job. There's more things planned. You've got the breakfast clubs, the parties. You've got
there's been breakfast with
stories for toddlers, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Breakfast with Santa, there's all sorts, and we are just absolutely, I'm just gobsmacked. Do you think the council will be bending over backwards to be involved, to have their name in it, even though they haven't bloody done anything? Honest to God. Yeah. They've put Gator on the map, the foundation, you know, and it's just crazy. And then we've got more messages here. As a club, we've done more for the community than the council's ever done. Well, not say ever done, but in recent times, the club seems to be more proactive, or the foundation is anyway. And I'm very, very proud to have that associate with the club that I love. And
I can't speak highly enough of the foundation. And if anybody shows the council up for what they are, it's Gated Foundation.
Yeah.
Well, the council won't be embarrassed when they see that. You know what I mean? What the club has done, the community.
I'll tell you one thing. That bloke who put that stupid contract in front of the EFL wants to get off his arse and go and watch what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hang his head in bloody shame.
Just short-sightedness.
It really is. I mean,
They cannot do enough for the people of Gators.
Yeah, and you know, and then there's the things that go out as well. And so we've got here. Can all those tuning in for the first time hit subscribe now? Please do.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got.
Please, absolutely.
I'm absolutely honoured that we've got this amount of people watching. Unfortunately, it's not for the reasons we thought it would have been. And I implore you, if you're watching on Twitter or on Facebook, please.
I like that, by the way, Simon, you're right.
Yeah. also, I didn't even realize I'd clicked on that. Please come over to YouTube and subscribe. Help us reach more people. That's what we want to do. And just to recap, we want to give our love and thanks to the players and the players' families. We got to speak to Kane Adams' mum and dad and his nan.
Yeah.
And they are definitely allowed to message in, by the way, Kane. And the Evans family, just to name a few, and of course we're still with Kedwin Scott's family. That this is what we want. That the podcast is about bringing us all together. We're a small group. Yeah. Yes, we want to be bigger, and that's what we want to do. And we want you to fall in love with the football club that we have, and it's just all about that. So please do subscribe, help us reach some more. We've got 358 across three platforms watching us now.
Honest.
So
I cannot thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
I've done the review yesterday. It's been on our radio Newcastle. Davey's done TV. Obviously, that tells everyone I've got a face for radio, he's got the face for telly.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, this is a nice post.
I don't know how that works, main goddess.
It's a nice message, but it's someone that we forgot to mention as well for his work. The Heed On Me podcast, the Gated Foundation, the Gated Soul, and the work that Jack does, Jack McGragan.
Yeah.
I look, Jack is he's a lovely lad, and he puts in a hell of a lot of work, and he's made some beautiful lasting moments of videos of documenting our history when he's been at the club, and long may that continue. But he does need a definitely end it. And as I say, he does a very good job, and he puts some professionals to he is a professional himself, too, by the way. Yeah. He puts some Sky Sports to shame with some of the things that he puts out.
It's inside videos. If you haven't seen them, go and watch them. They're unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm absolutely devastated. Everyone works hard at the club. Of course, Charles Woff, he's the...
Charles Woff. Jamie as well. Fantastic images all season. These graphics. Absolutely amazing.
Well, as I say, I'm absolutely shocked that we've got nearly 360 people. If you could all hit like as well on it.
Do you want a little positive story, by the way? I think it's Boiler Sports birthday today.
Oh yes, happy birthday, happy 16th.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Yeah. All right, Thomas, happy birthday.
Normally I would sing, mate, but I've got too big an audience, I'm nervous.
At least we can still laugh, you know, lads. That's the thing, isn't it? We can still laugh.
Look, if we're doing that, we'll only cry. And our three were crying yesterday.
We've all done that. Yeah, exactly.
I heard something today. It was my own bloody voice on BBC Newcastle. I was letting my mum listen to it, and I felt myself welling up again.
Mickey, every time you ring, I start crying.
Only when I'm asking for your missus's money.
Oh my goodness.
For services rendered.
I can't even get that. The dust hasn't fully settled. We know. There's probably more. It's very raw, as Davey says. It's going to rumble on. Hopefully tonight was a little bit of a therapy session for everybody. It's not going to disappear overnight. This will hurt for many, many years. This is a big thing. You know, we'll have a fantastic squad. We're still going to Wembley, everybody. You know, that's something.
I just hope we can keep a journey for next season. I mean,
It is. But we're going to Wembley. We're going to Wembley in the FA Trophy final, and we could win our first major trophy as a club. Yes, things have been bad this week. 3 weeks' time, they could be absolutely frigging great. You know what I mean? Yes, there might be.
If you're in London and you see a little fat baldy Geordie staggering a run, tagging bollocks, I'm actually drunk this time.
I thought you were talking about Carter there. We've still got things coming in here. We've got, Cats and Dogs has put, who are the team that beat next season? Oldham, Dale, or Southend, Forest Green. I don't even care. As long as we're the team to beat, that's what we want. And we've got rivalry aside, shame about Blythe getting relegated. Well, thank you for that. As the message of the night, you've really cheered us up. The Blythe Spartans going down couldn't have happened to a nicer club. Yes, we've missed out on promotion, but we haven't been absolutely battered at home by Brackley. So there we go. Without a fight, as they say. So well done to Agent O'Donnell, Agent Devonix, Agent John Shaw. Your mission has been completed. Oops. Yeah, Agent Forbes, you've took Blythe down.
You're welcome back anytime, lads. The beers are ready. You're more than welcome to come back.
I hope things aren't too bad for them, because there's still question marks over the new owner. As I say, a big thank you to everyone that's tuned in. 366 as it stands now, watching across the three platforms.
It's been good to talk about it, hasn't it? Just get it out. It has.
But you've missed the most important thing off.
What's that?
What was that?
Winning the prediction league.
No.
Championies. Unfortunately, you know, the council has gone up to the next league, like, but never mind.
Yeah. One second. I've actually got
I have the prediction denied promotion, here. Mickey.
One second. I do have the prediction league here.
I can't believe you've won this.
Second.
We want a recount.
I'm going to save this one second and I'll get it uploaded. How dare
believe it or not, Johnny told me he was trying to fix it somewhere where Tabitha won.
Well done, Mickey. Well done.
Is there any need? And of course, everybody, 1 second, I'm going to get there. Where is it?
Let's talk about the positive things, the awards and things like that. We've had this shit.
We're not, but there you go. There's Mickey. He won the league. Craig was in second. Cat Webster made a second place as well. Trina finished joint second, and Tabitha was joint second as well. And Davy Steele brought up the rear in the sixth place. So there we go. And let's not talk about my performance. I finished 16th.
So who's in the playoffs? Which one's going to be playing the playoffs?
You've all been thrown out the playoffs. You've got to do it again next season. There you go. And of course, look, there we go. Look at that, man. An FA Trophy final. Come on, there we go. Look at Greg. He's gorgeous. So it's all going to happen.
The awards after the game on Saturday, of course. Yeah, players player and supporters player both went to Francis, wasn't it?
Absolutely superb all season, wasn't he?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Kenton as well. I've voted for Kenton personally. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mickey, the underkegs are in the post. That must be the prize.
Oh my word, get in.
That's your prize.
Yeah. I'll hang them on the back gate. It'll keep the crows away.
Cow Daly said council said you have to give the league title to Tabitha.
I'm glad of that. I'll gladly hand that title over to Tabitha Cow, definitely.
And so there was a message I've missed where someone was saying, good luck.
Mickey, send the underpants up here. I'll use them as a sail to get off the island.
Imagine the smell being downwind from that. In more positive news, if Hebben win at home tomorrow, they'll be crowned champions and there'll be lots of local clubs. We want them to do very well.
A lot of time for Hebben.
Yeah,
Hebben versus Bly, that would be in the next season as well.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a cup final graphics finished today. I think you lads will like it up the heat. Oh, that'd be good. Hopefully, we'll see.
I need to speak to you anyway, Jamie, when I get off the podcast, bud. So if you're free, let us know. Just put yes or no.
A signed shirt, my name on the back, and the card signed by all the players. Unreal, what the club does. Need to get more recognition.
Nice.
Glad they've made your birthday.
Superb, that.
Yeah, I'm glad they made your birthday good. And just having a look around to see if we've got any messages that we've missed anywhere. Lots of people liking and.
It was a pleasure speaking to the Adam family.
Yeah.
I bet.
Kane's mother was asking what I had under my hairy jumper. And if we had still been in the playoffs, Mrs. Adam, I would have showed you love.
Oh, did you see how many coats you had? Because you thought it was going to be cold up here. She had three coats.
She needed one of those.
I've told Dejon Brown's family he's not coming home, and his new name's Frank.
Yeah,
we're going to Dejon went back and we're going to register him as Frank Brown, and Ken Richardson went with a Conrad with Ken Brown with Frank Brown written on.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, everyone, we're going to wrap it up. At least we can end with a couple of smiles there. Things are going to rumble on. Let's hope they improve for the better. Just a quick reminder that the Schooner is offering 50 free pints and a free tea and coffee to anyone going along to the Gator and Stadium tomorrow.
Is that per person?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, everyone's going to be more. well done to Paul Smith and down there at the Schooner.
And well done to them who went to the council today.
Yeah, it really is.
Well done.
We've got Dejon's family or class. I haven't had a chance to speak to them. Hopefully, you do down at Wembley. And we've got best of luck.
And Marcus Tanga's girlfriend is beautiful, by the way.
I'll let you. I don't know. I've never seen. I can't comment. My wife's here. Yeah, she's my.
She's a very pretty woman. She is a very, very pretty woman.
Mickey was, come here. Mickey was trying to get me in trouble there because he said there was a Dejon Brown's girlfriend.
Marcus Dananga's girlfriend.
Dananga's girlfriend's beautiful. And I nearly fell into the trap and said something, but then I seen my beautiful wife give me daggers. And I thought, no, I will not do that to my beautiful wife. And you know what it is? I didn't even notice there was another female at the game. I didn't. Especially the two physios for Bromley. right.
Is that the Paul Taylor, the Spartan Slash? Hopefully that's
I hope it is. And look, we're gonna have another show. We're gonna have another couple of shows before Wembley. Hopefully, we will get Dawson and Sanderson on, promote their offer. Lumo promote their offer as well for getting everyone down to see Wembley for a decent price, and that's what it's all about. And everyone, look, it's if there's any kids still up, I'm sorry for the swearing. It's shit.
Yeah, but we're annoyed, totally and utterly annoyed.
Yeah, it's upsetting. And also, I'd like to say a big thank you to ITV. To Newcastle and Metro Radio for reaching out to put the story out from the fans, from the club, and Simon O'Rourke as well, who said some nice words just before the sports section as well, after the main news while was featuring Gateshead. So a big thank you to those people. They're all right behind us. They feel we're hard done by.
And Matt Bailey as well on Radio Newcastle.
Yeah,
the two or three lads who rang me from BBC. From the BBC were absolutely fully understandable, and I can't praise them enough. They let me sound off and let me swear. And obviously, that didn't go into the interview, and the interview I'd done without swearing, but like the off the record, I was swearing like a paratrooper who'd had 24 bottles of Brewed Ale.
Well, there we go.
Hey, lads, since we're thanking everyone, ITV and everyone else, we should be thanking you too as well for getting the messages out, standing there in front of cameras, keeping your composure. It's not easy when it's raw. So well done, you too, as well. And thanks for keeping us sane like over the last 24 hours, honestly. You lads are top notch, tell you.
I know.
You can still laugh.
Right, I was just going to say, it's took him friggin' long enough to tell me.
Isn't it? I know.
Where is he? That's it. That's it now. That's it.
He buggers off to Mexico. He buggers off to Mexico, Antarctica, leaves us holding the fort. He's off there giving it big ones. I'm only joking. Everybody, thank you very much. We will be back. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Hopefully, it's a bit more jollier. Of course, it's going to sting. It's going to hurt for years. But look, we come back from worse, and hopefully this is just a minor blip in the road of Gateshead Football Club.
Yeah. We look over the precipice at worse than this before.
We could be FA Trophy winners in a couple of weeks, and first major trophy for the club.
Who's Solihull got to play in the Halifax?
Halifax, yeah.
Halifax.
Luke, get your lads to kick seven bells of shit out of them, will you? So they've got knee legs left by the time we play them in the trophy.
Well, on that note, everybody, goodbye, and keep your chin up, and
thanks to everyone. Yeah,
massive thanks for tuning in.
Good night, lads.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye. Are we still on air?